September 1st.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss. One weekend only, October 24th through October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Abilene, 80 in Atchison. It is 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We actually have many frequencies scattered around the state. Thanks to the generosity of listeners just like you, you can listen online or become a member of KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Hookman, a darkly comic salute to teenage slasher films, reminding everyone that college can be scary. Playing November 1st through November 7th. Tickets at kutheater.com.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, climate change means a longer mosquito season in parts of the world. That gives the insects more chances to transmit dengue fever to U.S.-bound travelers.
You're basically amping up the opportunities for biting, breeding, you know, getting infected, and then bringing infectious in and then doing infectious bites.
More on the recent appearance of dengue fever in California. We will also hear an encore presentation of a story about opera for the gods. I'll let Emily Fang tell you more about it coming up in just about 20 minutes here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Don't forget, we have classical music coming up tonight on your KPR1 stations following All Things Considered, 7 to 9 p.m. Destiny is your host. If you're joining us on KPR2, however, stay tuned for Reveal at 7 o'clock. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka. It is 6:20.
Support for it disappeared from the history books.
We speak with the author of 222 Cemeteries to See Before You Die. Plus, we hear from voters in the key swing state of Pennsylvania. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m., both KPR 1 and KPR 2. Your hosts will be Layla Fadle, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, presenting Cabaret Brunch, featuring Mary Baker and friends on October 27th. Brunch buffet at 10 a.m., show starts at 11. Information and tickets available at Maselli'sOnline.com.
Another round of news headlines coming right up. This is KPR. The time is 6:30.
Fox vaccine and your shingles shot all at once to protect from both. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed today. The Dow lost 6 points. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. New data shows the number of Kansans with disabilities waiting for state-funded services has dropped by 800 since the spring. That was when lawmakers allocated more than $45 million to reduce the wait list. Some Kansans wait 10 years for support with daily activities, but there are still more than 4,500 Kansans with intellectual and developmental disabilities waiting for services. At an oversight meeting today, Mike Burgess with the Disability Rights Center of Kansas urged lawmakers to invest more in reducing the wait list next year.
If you keep doing the things that you're doing, we may be able to eliminate the IDD waiting list over the next 3 or 4 years.
He also asked officials to consider prioritizing services for people with the most immediate needs. A federal judge has dismissed an Olathe man's defamation lawsuit against conservative lawmakers who falsely accused him of being a shooter at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Peggy Lowe has that story.
Police briefly detained Denton Loudermill after the parade shooting for not leaving the scene quickly enough. A photograph of Loudermill in handcuffs made its way to social media, where he was falsely accused of the shootings, for which six other young men have since been charged. From there, three Republican Missouri senators helped circulate the misinformation, adding that he was, quote, an illegal alien, which is also false. The federal judge in Kansas dismissed the case, saying the misinformation wasn't targeted at people there. Loudermill's attorney says he will refile. I'm Peggy Lowe.
A federal judge sentenced a Wichita man to 2 years of probation yesterday for breaching the Capitol during the January 6th insurrection. The Midwest Newsroom's Kayvon Mansouri has that story.
According to court documents, Chad Dustin Senram participated in the Save America March before breaching the Capitol. He spent roughly a half hour inside the building with other rioters. Senram took videos on his phone and chanted treason at Capitol police officers alongside other insurrectionists. He wore a face mask with an American flag painted on it and painted stars and stripes into his hair. In addition to probation, Judge Anna C. Raines ruled Senram must pay $500 in restitution for damage to the Capitol building. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Kayvon Mansouri.
Lows in the lower 50s tonight. It's 6:35.
Support for NPR comes from... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Lots of other frequencies, too, all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back.
Stay with us. Still another 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, at 7 o'clock we will have news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, all followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next we have Reveal, followed by news from the BBC World Service.
When your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your boat, car, or motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org.
Clear skies tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Clear skies tomorrow, and much cooler. Highs topping out in the lower 70s. Lows in the upper 40s tomorrow night. Warm again on Thursday with a 30% chance of rain, highs in the mid-80s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
This is All Things.
And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, at wtgrantfdn.org.
We speak with the author of a travel guide full of recommendations for the country's most fascinating cemeteries on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems, such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Stay with us. News headlines up next, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. She has a Halloween surprise. I'm quoting here for you. Also some Beethoven, some Tchaikovsky. Stay tuned. Destiny is up next.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Puttin' on the Ritz with Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles and Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed by Che Young Park on Saturday, September 2nd. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Clear skies tonight, low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, cooler than today was. Highs topping out in the lower 70s. It's going to get warm again on Thursday. We do have a decent chance of rain Thursday through the day and Thursday night. The time is 7:01. This is KPR. News is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In an interview with NBC News, Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris says she's aware for many Americans prices remain too high. The vice president saying if elected, she would bring her own perspective to the problem. On access to abortion, Harris said she does not believe religious exemption should be granted when it comes to the fundamental freedom of controlling one's own body. And on the matter of arrival, Republican Donald Trump, Harris says she understands why people are tired of the divisiveness of the race.
I spend the majority of my time listening and then addressing the concerns, the challenges, the dreams, the ambitions, and the aspirations of the American people. They deserve to have a president who's focused on them, as opposed to a Donald Trump who's constantly focused on himself. I think that's part of why people are exhausted.
In the interview airing tonight, Harris said she's not focusing on the historic nature of her own candidacy. While the election is now just 2 weeks away, early voting has begun in many states. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has released its yearly numbers, stating there has been a steep decrease in migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border without authorization. More from NPR's Jasmine Garst.
CBP says this year, the number of apprehensions at the border was the lowest it's been since 2020. The agency attributes this to President Biden's June 5th proclamation on securing the border, which it says has led to a more than 55% decrease in encounters with migrants crossing the southern border between legal ports of entry. The numbers have been creeping down every month since. In September, the agency says it recorded nearly 60,000 encounters at the border, 7% fewer than the month before. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned today imposing tariffs on a broad range of imports would raise prices and hurt domestic businesses. NPR Scott Horsley reports Yellen spoke at the opening of the World Bank's annual fall meeting in Washington.
Yellen says as a government official, she's limited in what she can say about the presidential campaign, but she argued economists generally agree high tariffs, like those proposed by former President Donald Trump, would be counterproductive. Trump has proposed a tax of at least 10% on all U.S. imports. Yellen says that would mean higher costs for both shoppers and businesses that rely on imported components.
I think it would have a very negative impact on the United States, on Americans who work in export industries, on consumers, and is a misguided approach.
Trump has noted that the Biden administration left in place many of the tariffs he imposed while in office. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks, after trending lower for much of the day, managed to eke out a mixed close. The Dow was down 6 points. The Nasdaq closed up 33 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 2 points today. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm, arm.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 22nd. Mars is much more arid than even the driest deserts on Earth. But that hasn't always been the case. Rivers once flowed there, filling lakes and perhaps even a giant ocean. And the Perseverance rover is tooling along inside one of those ancient water features. It's in a crater that once held a large lake, fed by a river that poured through the crater's rim. Jezero Crater is about 30 miles wide. It formed when a giant asteroid slammed into Mars about 4 billion years ago. Perseverance has found evidence of long wet periods with long dry periods between. The rover has revealed layers of sediments deposited by water over hundreds of millions of years. It's also found minerals that formed in a watery environment. And it's found big boulders that were carried by a massive river. The evidence shows that the first river flowed through Jezero a few hundred million years after the crater formed. Later, water filled the crater, forming a lake about 20 miles wide and maybe 100 feet deep. And later still, a massive river punched through the crater's rim. It deposited huge amounts of sediments, forming a large, thick delta. Eventually, though, the crater dried out, a dry remnant of a watery past. Look for Mars below the moon as they climb into good view after midnight. The planet looks like a bright orange star. The true stars, Pollux and Castor, the twins of Gemini, line up to the left of the moon. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Thank you. Now that is what I call some fun classical music here on KPR. Offenbach's Orpheus in the Underworld Overture. Who knew the Underworld could be so fun? With Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. I am your host, Destiny, and well, if we're going to deal with the Underworld, we also have to deal with Heaven at around 7:25. We'll talk about that in a minute, but first, speaking of classical music being fun, I would like to personally invite you, dearest listeners, to a concert of yours truly, playing a very, 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 very fun Halloween show. Friday night, it's free at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library. I would love to meet you. And having a live audience when musicians get up and put our music out there is so important. So it's good karma. Make Destiny happy. Don't make me cry. It's going to be so fun, I promise. It's going to be the best Halloween show you've ever seen. I'm pretty sure I can promise you that. In an effort to get you all to come to my concert, I want to tell you how much I love you. This is called Hello, I Love You from the Doors Concerto by the violinist Nigel Kennedy. It's kind of wild, like yours truly. It's with the Prague Symphony Orchestra and Nigel Kennedy on violin on KPR.
Thank you.
I Love You from the Doors Concerto by Nigel Kennedy here on KPR. Hello, I love you. Your dear host, Destiny, hopes to see you live and in person Friday night, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. I'm actually playing my violin with amazing friends and instruments, and it's going to be Halloween crazy fun. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister of Healing Smiles of Topeka. Live day for the win. See you there. Okay. You're probably thinking, Destiny, are you going to give us some normal music this evening? I am, I promise. At the bottom of the hour, we are going to listen to a lovely Beethoven string quartet. But for now, I thought since we evoked the underworld and have been speaking about the spooks of Halloween, we should probably pay a little tribute to heaven. Let's do so right now by Harris, here on KPR. Fair is the Heaven here on KPR with the Choir St. John's by William H. Harris. Very beautiful. A perfect setting to get us in the mood for this Beethoven String Quartet coming up. I've got some really fun supporters to tell you about. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Hiprov, starring Colin Mockery and Asad Makey. Sunday evening, November 3rd, combining hypnosis and improv for a totally unique live comedy experience. Very fun indeed. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. And now for one of the string quartets that every musician who is any musician has to learn this one. It's Beethoven's String Quartet No. 1, Opus 18 No. 1, meaning it's the number one. We all have to know it, and it's a great one to know and a wonderful listen. So let's enjoy it together. Right now on KPR, it's with the Smithson String Quartet. Beethoven, String Quartet No. 1. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can never go wrong with a string quartet by Beethoven. Number one here on KPR. That was the Smithson String Quartet. Thanks for listening to some fun music with me this hour. I've got something really funny that is opening next hour. I can't wait. So stick around after NPR News and keep listening with me. It's quite unique. I don't know if you've heard it before. I've also got something really fun by Dvorak and, oh, a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous Souvenir de Florence by Tchaikovsky. I'll see you right back after NPR News here on Kansas Public Radio.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Kerry Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got us some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring live Kansas City jazz, cocktails, wine, and beer 365 days a year. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City, and more info is at greenladylounge.com. It's Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In the first day of early in-person voting in the pivotal swing state of Wisconsin, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz was campaigning there today alongside former President Barack Obama. Minnesota Public Radio's Clay Masters went to his neighboring state and has this report.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz took jabs at former President Donald Trump, talking about his recent appearance at a McDonald's. He then took a more serious tone as he talked about what a second term for Trump would mean without the courts or Congress holding him back. Former President Obama continued on the theme.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails. America's ready to turn the page. We are ready for a better story, Wisconsin.
Trump lost Wisconsin by just under 21,000 votes in 2020. Trump's current running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, was just in the state over the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Madison, Wisconsin.
It'll mark 2 years this month since billionaire Elon Musk acquired the social media site previously known as Twitter. NPR's Bobby Allen looks at how Musk has remade the influential site to boost himself and former President Trump.
A lot has changed since Musk turned Twitter into X, but now two things are undeniable. No other social media platform has replaced it as the internet's public square, and now the site is amplifying Trump. It's a striking change considering just how loudly and frequently conservatives attack the platform over perceptions of an anti-conservative bias. Now, any notion of neutrality on the site is gone. Musk, one of Trump's biggest donors, tweets about the presidential candidate dozens of times a day to his more than 200 million followers, and Musk has even asked X's engineers to give his own tweets an algorithm boost. All the while, newsmakers, journalists, and politicians turn to the site to see what is happening in the world in real time. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
U.S. military court judge in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, is delaying ruling on whether to unseal plea deals reached with accused of 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others. NPR's Sasha Pfeiffer has been following the case.
The plea deals were announced over the summer and reversed 2 days later by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. They've been under seal ever since. They would have let the defendants avoid a death penalty trial by pleading guilty to the September 11th terror attacks, but the exact details remain secret. So NPR and other major news outlets asked the judge to unseal them on grounds that they are court documents that should be open to the public. Now, the judge says he will defer making that decision until he first decides whether the plea deals should go forward despite the defense secretary having rescinded them. That means there's unlikely to be a ruling on whether to unseal the plea deals until after the election. Sasha Pfeiffer, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 6 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Don't turn the radio off. This is KPR, and that was a funny Halloween joke by Charles Ives. Hi, I'm your host, Destiny, and that was the New York String Quartet with Kalish on the piano. Literally playing Halloween by Charles Ives. I promised you I would open the hour with something funny, and well, it was rather painfully funny, but I will make it up to you at around 8:20. A beautiful, beautiful Souvenir de Florence by Tchaikovsky. Gorgeous indeed. I'm in the Halloween spirit because this Friday, I'm going to keep repeating it so that you come out and support me and all of my delightful friends who are making music together. 7 p.m., it's a part of Live Day, the final concert of the evening, a spooky, spooky but fun Halloween show I am playing. I've arranged a lot of the music and you'll hear some of your favorites too, like Sasson's Dance Macabre, and oh, there's just going to be so many amazing things, instruments that you've never seen before. It's really going to be magical. Hopefully I've sold it to you. Please come. It's free, so I don't really have to sell it to you. 7 p.m., Friday night, Lawrence Public Library. What on earth am I going to follow that Halloween thing with? Well, how about Dvorak's The Noon Witch? It's really gorgeous writing based on poetry, and it always fascinates me to see how composers depict spooky characters. I'll be curious to see what you think of this. It's with Ozawa conducting the Berlin Philharmonic. Dvorak's Noon Witch on KPR.
Thank you.
The Noon Witch here on KPR with Ozawa conducting the Berlin Philharmonic. Dvorak, what a fun treatment of a spooky character. I could definitely hear it. I was getting spooked. Mm. It's that time of year for Live Day. I'm playing Friday night in person. Come see me, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. But it's not just a day of me playing. There are so many fantastic musicians throughout the entire day. Great local artists like pianist Lucy Tan, horn player Lucas Teston, and more. It's Friday. Concerts are originating from the KPR Performance Studio and the Lawrence Public Library. I do hope you'll join us for Live Day starting at 9 a.m. on KPR One stations, and me in person, yours truly, playing the violin, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, and 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. And now to make it up to you for that, rather challenging Halloween opener we had, this is Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence with the Franz Schubert Quartet. Enjoy on KPR.
Thank you.
Souvenir de Florence, Tchaikovsky. Oh, amazing. Here on KPR, the sextet with Franz Schubert Quartet. Lovely indeed. I hope you liked it. I do love Tchaikovsky. He is just, well, one of my favorites. I know I say that a lot. I guess I have a lot of favorite composers. As do you, hopefully. Feel free to let me know what composers you would like to hear more of. You can reach out to the station at kansaspublicradio.org or me directly online at destinyviolin.com. You could even come and tell me in person Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library, where I am playing the most amazing Halloween show you will ever see. See you soon here on KPR.
After a roller coaster summer in American politics, the ballots are set.
America, we are not going back.
And the countdown to November 5th has begun.
And we will begin the four greatest years in the history of our country.
NPR News has you covered from now till Election Day. Stay with us to get closer to the issues and closer to your vote.
Stay with KPR for all of your election coverage needs. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth grade students, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In an interview with NBC News, Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris said she's aware for many Americans prices are still too high. The vice president saying if elected, she would bring her own perspective to the problem. On access to abortion, Harris says she does not believe religious exceptions should be granted when it comes to the fundamental freedom of controlling one's own body. On the matter of her rival, Republican Donald Trump, Harris says she understands why people are tired of the divisiveness in the race.
I spend the majority of my time listening and then addressing the concerns, the challenges, the dreams, the ambitions, and the aspirations of the American people. They deserve to have a president who's focused on them, as opposed to a Donald Trump who's constantly focused on himself. I think that's part of why people are exhausted.
Harris said she is not focusing on the historic nature of her candidacy. While the election is now just 2 weeks away, early voting has begun in many states. Georgia's Supreme Court has declined to reinstate controversial new rules passed by the state election board ahead of the 2024 election. WABE Sam Greenglass has more.
The Republican Party of Georgia and the Republican National Committee asked the state high court to restore seven rules for the election after a judge last week found them illegal, unconstitutional, and invalid. The rules included changes to how local election boards certify results and mandating a hand count of the number of ballots cast on election day. Election officials warn that the last-minute changes, advanced by Republican state election board members praised by former President Donald Trump, could create confusion or disruptions after Election Day. The Georgia Supreme Court will likely consider next year whether the rules should remain permanently blocked. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
The Justice Department has unsealed charges against an Iranian brigadier general and three others in connection with an alleged plot to assassinate an Iranian-American activist in New York. New indictment is the latest development, the purported murder-for-hire scheme that was foiled in 2022. More from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
A new indictment adds four new defendants to the case, including Ruhollah Bazgandi, a brigadier general in Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. Court papers say he worked on assassination plots against journalists, Israelis, and others viewed as enemies of Iran. Prosecutors say Bazgandi and the three new defendants contracted members of an Eastern European criminal organization to carry out the assassination of the dissident in New York, but the plot was foiled in the summer of 2022. Court papers do not identify the intended target, but she is known to be Iranian-American activist and journalist Masih Alinejad. None of the new defendants is in U.S. custody. Ryan Lucas, NPR News.
Stocks, after turning lower for much of the day, managed to eke out a mixed close. The Dow was down 6 points to 42,924. The Nasdaq closed up 33 points. The S&P was down 2 points. This is NPR. An E. coli outbreak related to McDonald's hamburgers has put federal health agencies on alert. Nearly 50 people have gotten sick from the foodborne bacteria. More from NPR's Ping Wong.
10 people have been hospitalized and one person has died after getting serious E. coli infections. One thing they had in common is that they ate quarter-pounder hamburgers at McDonald's. Federal health authorities are now investigating an outbreak that spans 10 states in the Mountain West. They haven't yet found the culprit, though they've focused on the slivered onions and beef patties. McDonald's says they've stopped using these ingredients in several states and that the quarter pounder may not be available in some places while the investigation continues. Health authorities recommend that people seek medical care if they get sick with serious diarrhea, fever, and vomiting after eating, as it could be a sign of a serious E. coli infection. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Overcoming some weakness in China, U.S. automaker General Motors is reporting around $3 billion in net profits for its latest quarter. That's down slightly from a year ago and comes as revenues for the July through September quarter rose 10%. GM, like many major automakers, has been trying to woo customers at a time when its average new vehicle price is around $49,000. In the New Zealand city of Dunedin, apparently too much hugging at the airport is not a good thing. In fact, there is now a hugging time limit at the airport's drop-off area. 3 minutes and no more. It's part of an effort by the airport there to avoid those long goodbyes. The officials say can stall traffic. For those looking for a longer fond farewell, they can still go to the airport parking lot. No restrictions there, apparently. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, celebrating the hard work, commitment, and achievements of the 1 in 5 college students who are parents. More at imaginablefutures.com. This is NPR.
I'm gonna go get some more. jazz from 1956 by trumpeter Chet Baker and alto saxophonist Art Pepper here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. We kicked off tonight with the Art Pepper tune called Tine and Time. Chet and Art plus Richie Kamuka playing tenor sax, Pete Jolly at the piano, Leroy Vinegar, Stan Levy, bass and drums. With singer Chris Connor and the Maynard Ferguson Big Band up next in about 15 minutes, we'll hear from our Jazz Album of the Week from trombonist Delphia Marsalis of the Uptown Jazz Orchestra, New Orleans Jazz, on the way here on KPR. I'm Bob McWilliams. Great to be here with you. Here's Chris Connor in 1961 with the Maynard Ferguson Orchestra. Two's Company, the name of the album, and this is a really interesting arrangement of Something's Coming here on KPR.
Something due any day, I will know right away, soon as it shows. It making cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, come unto me. Something's coming, something good if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock, open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. We'll be right back. come on, deliver to me. Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there.